Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings from coast to coast.
From one corner of the globe to another.
My name's Garner. That's Bryce.
Here we are on a snowy day, the final day of April.
It's gross out there, but, well, so far it doesn't seem to be sticking.
No.
It could, though.
It might.
It's just kind of, it started out rainy. I didn't even wear a coat to work today. What was I thinking?
You weren't. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And you know who I can't be friends with is the person on a day like today when it's like it's snowing and it's gross and miserable. The person who's just like, it's Alberta. What did you expect? Are you new here?
I'm not complaining about it. It just sort of like we desperately need the rain and the snow.
We need the moisties. That's what we
do. It is drier than a popcorn fart.
But it's okay to also look out when, you know, the calendar says it's going to be May tomorrow and you see snow. It's okay to roll your eyes and be upset about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But are you new here?
It's one of those days, though, too, that so yesterday I had a service appointment at my house and the window was noon to four.
Ooh, 4-hour window. That's awful.
Sometime between noon and four, somebody's going to be there to fix the thing you need fixed. I have another one of those appointments today for another thing altogether.
When you have one of those appointments and they show up at the start, at the earliest point,
I know.
It's like a dream come true.
It's like, oh my God, the rest of my day just opened wide. It's wide open now.
When did they show up yesterday?
I wasn't home.
Ah.
My wife was there.
That's disappointing.
So she was tied to the house yesterday. Today, I'm tied to the house. And I really don't mind. Like, it's kind of a gross day out there. And it's sort of, it's almost like you're being given permission to do nothing. You're being permitted to just lay on the couch and watch TV all afternoon if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like you don't feel this sense of you need to be somewhere doing something, taking care of business. So today, at first when they scheduled this appointment, I was like, oh, gross. But now I don't care. Sort of like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna just sit at home. I'm gonna eat a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch. Probably have some tomato soup and lay on the couch.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah,
I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
For me, I just sit there knowing I'm like, oh geez, my dog's gonna lose his mind. Oh geez.
Oh.
Oh my dumb dog. I just sit there about knowing that he's gonna freak out, and then he can somehow tell that I'm waiting on someone, and he just starts barking in advance.
He
can tell. He's got like a sixth sense about it. Well, he can just sense like, oh, someone's coming to the house soon.
So if somebody was coming to fix your dishwasher, whatever, he would be able to pick up on that you were waiting for the dishwasher repair person.
Yeah, if he sees me looking out the window, kind of like looking down the street waiting for
wow.
me. It's like he picks up on it. And it's then, just like, I'll be annoying now.
Does he stop barking when the...
No.
So the whole time the person's in your house fixing your whatever?
Once they're in the house, he's all right.
Oh, okay.
But it's the lead up to it. And then the initial doorbell.
Oh, nuts.
Oh, yeah. Dogs are irritating.
Really?
Make no mistake. They're adorable.
Hang on a second. I'm going to make a note. Dogs are irritating.
Yeah. Super irritating. I mean, they're adorable.
Yeah.
But make no mistake. They're irritating. And so those service appointments for me, I'm getting PTSD just thinking about it.
So, and also today's just a gross, disgusting day. Is he going to get a walk?
Probably. He's a 5-year-old Australian Shepherd. If I don't give him a walk, he'll eat me alive. I'll just come here. I'll be bones tomorrow because he'll eat all my skin and muscle.
Oh, gross.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone forever.
You know where you don't need to sit around and wait for an appointment all day?
Where?
Lube City.
Right.
That's a place you can just roll right in. You get to drive over that cool little rope thing that dings the bell.
Yeah, and in your mind, you're thinking that they're looking at you going, wow, this guy's a good driver.
I think that every time.
Yeah, like, that they marvel at your ability to not fall into the pit.
Yeah, when they're waving me in, I'm like, I don't need you here. Ooh. I'm good without you, bro.
Really?
That's how I feel. I think they feel very differently.
How come they don't have the things like the guy at the airport has?
They really should.
The orange sticks.
They really should. That would take it up a notch.
Uh-huh. But anyway, so yeah, you can just drive right in. They'll do an oil change. They'll check all your lights. Get some new wiper blades while you're there too. You might as well just go for the full meal deal.
I had to get a new air filter when I was there. So they hook you up with that. Mine was gross.
Yeah.
It was bad.
How's your cabin filter doing?
I think it's all right.
Okay.
Actually, I have no idea. I don't know why I said that. I've never checked.
Is this a safe place? I don't know where my cabin filter is.
Me neither. I assume in the glove box, but I don't know.
I've looked in there before. I don't see a hatch or anything.
And you know what else? I can't be bothered to care. That's why Loop City is there.
Yeah,
they care where I don't.
They got 27 Alberta locations. You can find the one nearest you at lubecity.ca.
You're listening to The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Turning into your parents. Yes, I'm turning into my parents. Really think so.
Ooh, I like that song. Is that song PC these days, the actual song?
I don't know.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
How do you know, Bryce? How do you know your garage door is closed?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Is it closed? I watch all my doors and locks like a hawk.
So do I.
Like nonstop. I'm always making sure they're shut and locked. Shut and locked, shut and locked.
Have you ever done the move, though, where you've left your house and you're maybe a block or two away and then you're like, did I close my garage door? And then you go back?
Circle back, yes.
Okay, I've done that too.
I've done that. I'm good for that once every 6 months. I'll actually trek back, go through my alley again.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it is closed.
I've entered a new phase in my life, and I was just telling you this backstage, is that now every night before I go to bed, I go to the interior door in my house that connects to the garage, and I open that, and I look, make sure the garage door's down. Then I close that door. I lock that door. Then I go check the front door, and I check the back door. This is a new thing for me, like maybe the past 3 months or so. I've started doing that. What happened? What threshold did I cross? Why am I doing this now?
I just did it because I live in Mill Woods, and... you know,
the fine folks at Mill Woods love it when you represent like that.
I'm just being real, man. So I make sure my doors are locked.
You know what, though? I did get a new garage door opener installed yesterday. And now I've got the app. And every time the door goes up, boop, I get a notification. Every time it goes down, boop, I get a notification.
Ooh, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
With suspicion.
Oh, that's going to wear thin real fast. I can't stand it already, but...
I always... bug out too. Like when you see a house for sale, you know, there's a lockbox with a house key in it. And I'm just like, oh, it makes me, makes my hands clammy just thinking about it.
Oh, there's a house in my neighborhood that's for sale. It's been for sale for a couple of months now. It's a nice house, corner lot, bungalow. But about a week ago, I saw people in there. Like it's vacant. It was being shown, but now the exterior lights have been on for a week.
Oof.
Do you call the realtor and say, hey, come back and turn those lights off, or do you just leave it?
I would just leave it.
Yeah.
And learn lessons from it. That's another thing I'm always checking. Make sure my doors are shut and locked. Make sure the lights are off.
Yeah.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I don't know when it happens, but sooner or later, we do all turn into our parents. We were just discussing a few minutes ago. In the past 3 months or so, I make my rounds before I go to bed at night, and I go to bed early. My beautiful bride is still up, but for some reason, I still make the rounds. I go check all the doors, make sure they're locked. I don't know what suddenly happened, but somebody actually made a good point. They say it's because everybody is constantly posting pictures from their Ring doorbell cams now, and we just all assume there are murderers everywhere. Rattling our locks in the middle of the night. I wouldn't doubt that's probably where it comes from, why all of a sudden I'm obsessed with it. Somebody just texted and said, I'm not going to give you my address, but I hardly ever lock my door. I leave the house with my front door unlocked. That's actually, it's adorable. It's old timey, you know, a little bit murdery, but you do you. Graham says, I've become my father. I check all my doors in the garage every night. Then as soon as I wake up, I check the security camera recordings from the night before.
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Wow. Hey, we were talking about, like, you just, sooner or later, like, one day you just turn into your parents. And it happened to me recently where now I'm obsessed with, are my doors locked? Is my garage door down? I'm constantly obsessing over it. I never used to be like that. Like, I'd always keep the doors locked, but I wouldn't just all of a sudden get up from my chair mid baby reindeer and just go check doors, like pause a show and go do that. Now suddenly I am. I don't know what's going on here. Somebody texted and said, I know a retired RCMP officer. He never locks his front door either. His opinion is, if they're going to break in, they're going to break in. This way he doesn't have to repair a broken lock or doors in a window.
Yikes.
That's, no.
It's the dumbest logic I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Good Lord. The amount of thieves that probably go up to a door and if it's locked, they'll just move on.
Uh-huh.
I'd say it's probably most of them.
I would think so too, unless they really need something inside your house.
Yes.
Somebody else.
Don't do that. Don't follow that logic.
I'm not really becoming my parents at all. I have two failed marriages under my belt.
Ooh.
But today is their 47th wedding anniversary. So you got two, huh?
Wow. You're already down two. They're still working on their first. That's tough.
Somebody said, I told my toddler the other day, because I said so. And that phrase aged me about a decade as I said it. I felt like my mama as I said it. That is one of those phrases. Yeah, adds 10 to 12 years. The minute that comes out of your mouth.
That's true. It really does.
Somebody else said, what threshold did you pass? For me, it's next door. Oh, the next door app that has people constantly posting doorbell camera footage of shady characters trying doors in the middle of the night. I think that's why a lot of us are obsessed with our door locks now.
Yeah, we're too aware of the freaks. We've gone too far.
Uh-huh.
And now that kind of information, it's too widely available. It's like how I keep seeing now all the fights breaking out.
Oh, at the watch parties.
Oiler watch parties and stuff. And it's like, they've probably always been fighting, but now we just see more of it and we assume it's worse than ever.
Yeah, do you want to go downtown to the fights? No, I'm sure it's a handful of people. It's an isolated event. Are you on the Nextdoor app, by the way?
No, I'm not. I live in the shadows.
No, it's fine. I broke up with it after 2 days. Because my experience, and it may be different for you, but my experience was it was a gathering place for people to say horrible racist things about their neighbors.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it was kind of soul-crushing.
As it was intended to be used, I'm sure.
So instead, I choose to bury my head in the sand. That's what I do.
Yes, me too. I tried the Facebook neighborhood groups for a while, and those were equally as disappointing.
It's the same thing, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Learn to drive. I don't know where you come, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets pretty dark.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We're all talking about how we've turned into our parents. I don't know if it's we've turned into our parents or what, but like my level of paranoia these days about door locks, what happened? Like I'm checking my door locks several times a day. Somebody said I got rid of all my keys. Ooh. All my locks are codes and they are connected to HomeKit. I assume that's an app of some kind. There's a setting to have them auto-lock after a certain amount of time. I choose 4 minutes, but you could make yours quicker depending on your level of paranoia. Wow. Someone else said, oh, this is from Lionel. LOL, how many times I've texted my neighbor after I've left for work and said, hey, Gord, did I shut my garage door? Yeah, no kid. We were just discussing that, too. Like the Bryce was saying at least once every 6 months, he'll leave for work and then be a couple of blocks away and do the thing where, did I close my garage door? And then you have to drive home and drive past your house. That looks creepy. I mean, I've done that before, too. And then I was just saying yesterday, I got a new garage door opener that I can control from my phone, and it also tells me when the door opens and closes, and that immediately got old. I do not need to know every time it goes up and down.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We've been discussing, are you paranoid about your door locks at home? Are you at that phase in your life now where you'll just pause a movie or you pause whatever you're... get up and go check your doors? Oh, trust me, you'll get there. Sooner or later, you'll get there. There's all those people texting in too. It's like, I never lock my door. You should start. You should start locking your doors. I just got this from Steven. Steven says, I'll start by saying that we never used to lock our front door when we left for work. That changed a few years ago when I got home from work, walked in, and there was an older woman I did not know sitting at my kitchen table. She had helped herself to a snack and something to drink. There was a language barrier between her and I, but I could tell she was confused and disoriented. I called 911. It probably wasn't a life and death emergency, but who else do you call? When the police arrived, they told me that her family had been looking for her all afternoon after she wandered away from their house. No wonder they couldn't find her. She was sitting at my kitchen table. LOL. We now lock our doors when we go out. Steven. Ooh, boy.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Someone said, we were talking about Cheeseball Man, the guy that just put up posters around New York. Come watch me eat this entire jar of cheese balls in the park at 3 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. And hundreds of people showed up to watch him do that.
Hundreds. It's insane. The videos from it. It's absolutely, you would think that, I don't know, you two were playing a show out there.
I just love the fact that we're so easily entertained at times. We seem so complicated and so hard to impress. But at the same time, Cheeseball Man comes along and draws a crowd. So we just asked the question, you know, if you were going to hang up posters and set up a little table in a park and eat something in front of an audience, what would you choose? And someone said that they would sit at a table and eat pho or pho in the park while people watched and cheered.
I don't know that soup is as impressive.
No, because you don't really see the level going down fast enough.
Yeah. And I know there's other stuff in pho, but, you know, it's largely a broth-based dish. And I want to see solid food consumed.
I could do triangle-cut grilled cheese sandwiches in the park.
What about just tray after tray of funeral sandwiches?
Come watch me eat funeral sandwiches in the park.
They hit different. They're smaller portions, so it doesn't feel as daunting.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do that. Just tray after tray of funeral sandies.
I could do Cadbury mini eggs.
Oh,
but again, geez. Though, I would have to shovel those in by the handful. Nah, I don't think people would show up to see somebody eat Cadbury mini eggs.
I don't know. If they show up to watch Cheeseball Guy, I think people would watch you eat mini eggs.
Yeah.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
If you were going to hang up posters around town and invite people to come watch you eat something, what would you eat? Somebody said bag of raisins, and I laughed out loud at that because I would attend that. Just because so many people are repulsed by raisins, I am not, so I would be there to cheer you on as you eat your bag of raisins. So whoever you are, hang those posters, and if it works, maybe I'll come see you. The other one too, funeral sandwiches. I could eat a lot of funeral sandwiches. Somebody texted and said, did you know funeral sandwiches are also known as sympathy sandwiches? If you're making sandwiches for a funeral, always cut the crust off. No one wants to eat the crust at a funeral. I need a documentary about the origin of the funeral sandwich or the sympathy sandwich. Specifically, I want to know why there are no crusts in funeral homes. Or at funerals. Where did that tradition begin? Was the first funeral directors the giant baby that wouldn't eat sandwiches with crusts and the tradition just stuck? Why is that?
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Theme music by Garner Andrews.
Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled.
Mmm. Mystery candy.